website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion as we face the issues. As we face the issues, we look forward to your getting involved and asking the questions. Join in the questions and dialogue and discussion about the issue of the day. We're going to be asking a question today. Should America celebrate two Independence Days? Now, that might sound a little odd to those that are not familiar with what's happening. Today is Juneteenth. They're pushing that as an Independence Day. It's dividing America. Regardless of the side that you take on that, the stand that you take on Juneteenth, I think it is highly divisive. And there's a push to eliminate July the 4th and to inculcate the, quote, two Independence Days into one. Juneteenth is what they're hoping to be the surviving Independence Day celebration. Juneteenth. So my question is today, should America celebrate two Independence Days? A white Independence Day and a black Independence Day. I'm not speaking racially. I'm not trying to divide us. I think that's what we see happening. And many people will not touch this issue because of fear to be called a racist. Well, the Apostle Paul, speaking to the church at Galatia, said, "Have I become your enemies because I tell you the truth?" So we talk about truth. We need to ask the question, is it possible that we'll wind up with one Independence Day and eliminating July the 4th, Independence Day? Let me read you some words that are profound. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and the nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Hear me, ladies and gentlemen, it's codified in our Declaration of Independence, July the 4th, 1776, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever, and it goes into the rationale for the formation of United States of America and our Declaration of Independence, July the 4th, 1776. And ladies and gentlemen, that's the purpose of Independence Day, is the freedom that God's given us, codified in a man-written document called the Declaration of Independence. And I think we are in serious trouble when we start having those competing groups that call themselves Independence Day. I think it is borderlining on that which is going to bring about major, major, major dissension, division, and difficulty even more among our people in our great nation. So I call you today to call your attention to the fact that there is that movement. And with that movement, there's the potential of having July the 4th, 1776, our Independence Day, erased. But the scripture is very, very clear, ladies and gentlemen. The Lord Jesus says, any nation divided cannot stand. Matthew chapter 12, verse 25. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom, that's the word basileon, we'd call it nation, divided against itself is brought to desolation. And every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. So therein lies my question today. And I'd love to hear from you, our listeners. The telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. America's one nation, one race, the human race. And I'm a little weary with the divisiveness that's promulgated, pushed, propagated, and embraced by the Biden administration that's done more to harm, to tear down, and destroy the cohesiveness in America more than any other president in the United States of America. So, ladies and gentlemen, while you're postulating your thoughts, preparing your questions, your comments, and your dialogue on the issue, let me say to you that when we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It is the truth book. John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32, the Lord Jesus, speaking to his disciples, made this statement. If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Ladies and gentlemen, freedom comes from knowing the Word of God, staying in it, constantly being in the Word of God. And it is an evident token, according to what Jesus says, an evident token of being a disciple, that means follower, of the Lord Jesus, is to stay in the Word. And staying in the Word as a follower of Jesus will give us the opportunity to know truth. And truth will what is what will make us free. And then Jesus identifies that in John 14:6. He says, I am truth. And further in John 17:17, the word says, the scripture says, thy word is truth. Psalms 117, verse 2, the scripture says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we need to stand on the truth of the Word of God. We need to understand as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, we need to be concerned about anything that would encroach upon the nation that God has so blessed America that we call the United States of America, the land of the free, the home of the brave. I don't believe God would have us to carve up our nation ethnically, economically, and socially. I believe God would have us to be one nation under God, as we call it today. I believe we need to shy away from anything. By the way, just a little parenthetical footnote. We'll talk about it further in the broadcast. Do you know who is being the movers and shakers behind the scenes pushing for the Juneteenth celebration across America? Got any guesses? The three socialist Marxist black ladies, women, that bragged about the fact that they were queer Marxists. They're pushing it. They're the promulgators. They're the leaders. They're the promoters behind the Juneteenth celebration that's taking place. We need to understand the dangers of what we're stepping into if we celebrate today as a Independence Day, because behind the scenes they're pushing for, and they'll continue to strive until sleepy Joe Biden signs it into law, as he did in 2021, for Juneteenth to become a federal holiday. There's a little parenthetical footnote before we take our first caller. Do you realize that the state of Florida, hear me, the state of Florida is the only state in the union that's not codified Juneteenth as a legal holiday for the state of Florida. So right now, most state offices are open today. But across the nation, federal offices and the mail delivery, the banks, etc., closed, because today is a federal holiday recognizing the push to promulgate the division of racism in America. And that's what I contend that it is. Nothing more and nothing less. And I'll tell you why in this broadcast. We'll look at the date of the President Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation. We'll look at the date that they claim was the real freedom date. But ladies and gentlemen, we're in trouble as a nation if we allow this to further exacerbate the race problems than it is. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, how are you today?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Good, good. Thank you for taking my call. Historically, if you look at John Adams there. John Adams was a great abolitionist. He had severe problems and stated them with all men are created equal there, because some of the founding fathers had different views of that, and they wanted to word it differently. Now, that simple little wording and his views and his convictions from God on abolition created something less than 100 years later, because if you look at the ratification and the Revolutionary War, we're talking like the late 1700s at that point. By the 1850s, it was already such a divisive issue that we were starting to see complex political issues occurring. And by the 1860s, of course, the Civil War. I don't have an issue with Juneteenth being a holiday per se, but I do have an issue if somebody is going to use that holiday in a divisive manner to take away our history and make it something that it's not. That right there is completely divisive. We're all Americans. You can hyphenate it all you want, but we're all Americans.
That is exactly, precisely my problem with it. Looking at a headline, Jim, that says, "What is Juneteenth? The history and meaning behind the holiday." The holiday observed the day when slaves in Galveston, Texas, were finally informed of their freedom upon the arrival of federal troops June 19, 1865, 2 years after President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation and about 2 months after the end of the Civil War. 2 years, Jim, but it still does not change the historic fact of when the Emancipation Proclamation was signed. We didn't have telephone, telegraph, or telewoman in that day. So as a result of that, it took 2 years supposedly for the news to trickle down. And if Texas wants to recognize it and have it as a state holiday for the state of Texas, so be it. I don't begrudge them if they want to do that. But I think it is wrong for it to be forced upon all Americans, and it be forced as a federal holiday, as Joe Biden has signed into law. And as a result of that, we're finding today further erosion of the race relations in America. And I've got a stack of articles here about 2 inches thick on my credenza that I'm looking at that talks about the divisiveness and what is taking place and the pushers, movers, and shakers of the Juneteenth celebrations. You know who they're using as their mascot, who they're using the image and the picture of as their major motivation for marching and parading and having a celebration across America? George Floyd. What's that got to do with the Emancipation Proclamation and 2 years that it didn't get to the ears of the slaves in the state of Texas? Now, there's a problem with that, and there's the whole problem that I have, is that we're watching this being promulgated and pushed as a racial divisive issue. If they want to celebrate and say, we as black people in the state of Texas just found out about it, so we're going to celebrate the fact that even though it was 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation that we're free, wonderful. I have no problem with that. I do have a problem when it's being promulgated and pushed as a racial divisive cudgel in the hands of the Black Lives Matter Marxist that's pushing it in America today. What say you?
Well, I just say that it's an attempt to rewrite history there, which always fails. One of the things that comes to my mind right now is the Passover meal. You are to eat unleavened bread and bitter herbs in remembrance of your freedom and being carried by the hand of God out of Egypt. And yes. Jewish people celebrate that festival there. So when That's you right. start changing history there, you're turning it into something else, and you are living a lie. I don't care who you are. If you live in America and you're a citizen of the United States of America, you should be educated on our history there. There's no other country anywhere in the world that has been so blessed by God, and yet they want to remove these blessings from us by distortion of the truth, which is outright a lie, in my opinion.
You know, and Jim, one of the things that I see.
Go ahead, sir.
Jim. One of the things that I see taking place is the same modus operandi, the same pattern, the same approach that has been taken now for the past 50 years there, more or less, with the sodomite agenda. The first thing was said with the sodomite agenda, we just want to be recognized. We do not want to be, in some way demeaned or left out of society. But that's not the agenda. The agenda is to force the celebration and the embracing of the sodomite lifestyle. And the same thing is taking place today with what we see in the Juneteenth celebrations. Again, I say this for all of our listeners to understand my position. If you want to celebrate Juneteenth, wonderful. But if you want to make it a race relations independent day, then I am absolutely opposed to it because it divides our great nation called the United States of America. It divides us racially and ethnically, and God created one race. That's the human race. Multiple ethnicities, yes. But one race.
Yes, sir.
Jim, brother, thank you so much.
May I put one more point?
Yes, go
ahead. All you got to do is look at any piece of currency there. There's two words. There's three words in Latin, and there's three words in God we trust. And on the backside, it's e pluribus unum, together united.
Yes, absolutely.
We are a nation under God. Together we are united, and they are attempting to disenfranchise us and ununite us. We're Americans.
That's the whole approach. And by the way, Jim, if I can say this as a little footnote before you go, that is the absolute identifier of Marxism. Marxism divides a nation ethnically. It is to divide the nation, destroy the nuclear family, and to dethrone God. And we see that on the fast track today in just about every crevice and corner in our nation. Jim, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you, sir.
I believe we have another call on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. My name is Daniel. God bless.
God bless you, Daniel. Thank you for calling.
Yes, sir. I am not a racist man. I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
My wife is from Cambodia. My stepson is obviously of Asian descent. He goes to a college preparatory school here. And part of that program is they need to do some volunteer work. He was asked to do some volunteer work, or one of the volunteer requests was for this Juneteenth event. So, you know, in an effort to not be combative, you know, I decided, okay, let's let him go. Let's see what he gets out of this event. But I had some time and decided to stop by said event. And I'm going to tell you, Dr. Youngblood, it was nothing that I would want my child to be associated with, simply because it was adults consuming alcoholic beverages, and the smell of marijuana was everywhere. And this was coming from our college preparatory schools. I mean, this is where they're aiming and guiding our youth. It's sad, it's sickening, and there's not too many ways to combat this, because they're programming our children, and it's very, very scary. And as I was walking through this event, they were looking, there's no racist tones here whatsoever. I was looked at like I was the odd guy out, like what am I doing? Which was very concerning. I mean, I'm there checking on a teenage child. To which, you know, I didn't walk up to him, you know, that the event was there for him. But it was very alarming what was going on at this event.
Well, one of the things that's taking place, Daniel, is the fact that we're watching the incremental division of America. We're watching this month with the Pride celebration, and it is the gay pride. It is the taking one group of immoral, ungodly, unholy activities and praising that, putting it on a pedestal for everyone to bow and to celebrate. We're watching the same thing when it comes to anything calling ethnicity. And you talked about your son participating in that. I'm looking at a headline, one dead, 20 shot during Juneteenth celebration in Chicago suburbs over the weekend. It was chaos, this article says. One person is dead and at least 20 were shot during a Juneteenth celebration in Chicago, according to the authorities. The mass shootings occurred at a strip mall hosting a large Juneteenth party in Willowbrook, Illinois. Battalion Chief Joseph Ostrander with the Tri-State Fire Department District said around 11:30 a.m., gunfire rang out in the strip mall. There were reported at least 200 teens and young adults gathered in the parking lot for Juneteenth celebration when as many as 30 shots were fired. Quote, one witness said it was supposed to be like a Juneteenth celebration. We just started hearing shooting, so we dropped down until they stopped. We were all just one, and the next thing you know, shots kept on firing. Everybody was running. Everybody was in chaos. There was at least 20 individuals shot. One victim is deceased, and two others that are seriously wounded, but 20 were shot. It becomes just simply a free-for-all in these, quote, celebrations of Juneteenth. Where is the integrity? Where is the morals and the ethics and the values? What is the value of continuing to divide America based on racial, ethnic lines? I am opposed to it. And I believe you are speaking from what you know firsthand. And I believe it should be a warning for us to understand where we're headed. Daniel, I believe that we're headed on the basis that we continue to watch this be promulgated and watch it grow and expressed. My personal opinion is before Joe Biden leaves office, he will declare, because listen, it's a major, may I say again, major movement behind the scenes to displace July the 4th and make Juneteenth the Independence Day celebration. And I believe that it's wrong ethnically. I believe it is wrong spiritually. I believe that it's wrong morally. I believe that it is wrong politically. But that's where we're headed today. There's a push. Yes, sir.
My last quick point was, you know, again, attending this briefly, there was no praise of any faith. There was no praise of the Lord. There wasn't even, you know, anything to do with what would have been, you know, the end of this slavery movement. It was literally adults there to get drunk, to smoke weed, to hang out, and to you know, just associate themselves with whatever it is of the party of the day. So, you know, I believe exactly what you're saying is correct. It's very scary. I take 4th of July very seriously. You know, it is to celebrate our independence, and I make sure the Lord is involved in our celebration. But there, it was nothing but evil.
Amen. Well, Daniel, thank you so much for your input and for your insight on that. I believe that it is something that we need to sit up, stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. I believe that it's time that we speak out on issues like this, as Christians in particular, because if this continues to disintegrate as I see it taking place, we will lose our rights, our liberties, our religious liberties, our freedom of speech. Daniel, thank you so much for your call. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. And I know you had a blessed Father's Day.
We did. Thank you for saying that. I pray that you did also. It was a wonderful celebration, wonderful opportunity to be with family. As I was saying just a little earlier to someone, I preached yesterday morning and got home, had a wonderful lunch with part of our family that was present, and then took a nap for 2 or 3 hours. And it was just that relaxation. I don't get that often, so I was thankful for that.
Join the club. But you know what? I'm going to tell you something.
Your phone is breaking up pretty heavily.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me see. Okay, can you hear me better now?
Oh, lots better. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. A lot of blacks need to study history.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats may favorably, so the North and the South could get together to fight the British. But they don't know that. It's sad. It's sad. We don't know our history.
Well, one of the things, Kenneth, if I can jump into that thought, one of the things that we need to focus on is the unification of our nation and not the disintegration and the divisiveness in our nation. And what I see coming out of the Biden administration with just about everything that is done is a divisive approach. We're divided racially in America today as no other time in the history of America. We can go back and talk about the 50s and the 60s as being divisive, and it was, and it was an unfortunate thing. But those days were over. That had been changed radically so in America with racial cohesion. cohesiveness that the nation had not seen henceforth. But as we see the Biden administration, everything that they're doing, they're dividing us by the morals and ethics and the values. There's a constant effort by the executive orders to have experimental rules and regulations, just as the transgenderism, the push for the LGBTQ sodomite agenda in our public schools.
Right.
And I could go on and on and on.
And I'm going to tell you, Dr. Youngblood, it's not him. It's his puppet masters.
You're exactly right. I don't know if you watched his speech the other day, but he was talking about building a railroad across the oceans from one ocean to the other. So that's going to be an unusual railroad that's going to go across the waters. But he said it and finished his speech, and he said, God save the Queen. I think that he probably forgot the Queen's dead, but saying God save the Queen, just a major, major, major deficit in the Biden's administration. And he is the puppet, the puppeteer. I believe it's George Soros and Barack Hussein Obama and the other socialist Marxists that are behind the scene.
Definitely.
Yes. So,
and Bill Gates, too.
Oh, and Bill Gates, too. So, Kenneth, the bottom line is I think that we can consider a mutual thought here is that we're watching the disintegration of the cohesiveness of American citizens being pushed and promulgated under the banner of Juneteenth, just as the Pride marches are under the banner of wanting to have cohesiveness.
I'll be honest with you. I had a friend of mine, we used to do the Juneteenth in Orlando. You know, like play at a concert. Mm-hmm. But to make it a public holiday, that's just dead wrong.
It is wrong, and as I've said, we have states' rights, and if Texas wants to celebrate Juneteenth, that's wonderful. I think it's wrong to force the issue make it federal.
Force it on Americans.
Yes, but I'm thankful that in the state of Florida, our governor it was the legislative body that said no, passed legislation that said no. And as a result of that, the state of Florida is the only state that's not even recognizing the federal law of celebrating Juneteenth. And it's the same state that said no to the CRT being taught in the public schools. It's the same state, the state of Florida, that said no to the LGBTQ agenda being promulgated, pushed, and forced upon our kids in the public school. It's the same state that said that there are certain books that needs to be taken out of the libraries in the public schools because it is raw pornography being introduced to our kids, toddlers, preschools, etc. It's the same state where the governor said that Disney is not going to force its immoral, ungodly, unholy position, politically speaking, on the citizens.
They were down. That new movie they got, nobody really went to watch it.
Well, I've said to anybody, and for those listeners that not heard me say before, boycott Disney. Anything Disney sells, any Disney product, any of the little Disney toys, et cetera, just say no to it. Don't buy it. Let Disney understand that moral, ethical people, Christians, conservatives, and patriots in the state of Florida are going to say no. And I commend our governor for that. I commend him for taking that stand and our legislators for the stand that they've taken that protects us in the state of Florida. Kenneth, brother, thank you so much for your calls, for your input. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the question, asking the question, should America celebrate two Independence Days? Should we celebrate July the 4th, Independence Day? And should we celebrate Juneteenth, June 19th, today? Should we celebrate today as an Independence Day? Sure, I understand the rationale behind what has been going on for many, many, many years as a result of the so-called two-year displacement before the state of Texas. The slaves in Texas found out that they were free, but it did not change. Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully. The fact that it was a two-year delay before the slaves in the state of Texas realized that they had been emancipated does not change the fact that it was when Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation in 1862 that they became free, even though they didn't recognize it at the time. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute top-of-the-hour news break. Right after the news, we'll come back with our dialogue and discussion. Should America celebrate two Independence Days? Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Another weekend, another series of deadly shootings across the country. At least six people killed, many more wounded. An especially violent weekend in the Chicago area, while in Pennsylvania, a state trooper was killed and other critically wounded. Amid increasingly tense relations between their countries, the top U.S. and Chinese diplomats have met in Beijing. And not only did Secretary of State Blinken meet with his Chinese counterpart, he also sat down for 35 minutes with Chinese President Xi Jinping. More bloodshed in the volatile Mideast. Israeli helicopter gunships hit targets in the West Bank during a fierce gunfight in which Palestinian terrorists set off a roadside bomb near an Israeli military vehicle. At least three Palestinians were killed. Wall Street has a day off, trading to resume tomorrow. More details, srnnews.com.
First Conservative Baptist Church invites you to join them for their Independence Day celebration. The Mark 5 Quartet will be in concert with great singing.
Jesus Christ the Lord, open up.
Service starts at 10 a.m., barbecue lunch at 12:30. There's no ticket charge. A love offering will be taken July 2nd at First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking the question, should America celebrate two Independence Days? We celebrate July the 4th as Independence Day, but now we have a federally legalized second Independence Day. It is called Juneteenth. The state of Florida does not recognize it. The state of Florida has not inculcated it. We're different, if you will. You might ask the question, for those that are not cognizant of what is taking place and what is being said in relationship to Juneteenth. Look at an article, the headline, the story behind Juneteenth and how it became a federal holiday. Many Americans are celebrating Juneteenth, marking the day in 1865 when the last enslaved people in the United States of America learned that they were free. The U.S. government was slow to embrace the occasion. It was only in 2021 that President Joe Biden signed a bill passed by Congress to set aside Juneteenth or June 19th as a federal holiday. Further subtitle, how have Juneteenth celebrations evolved over the years? It's a very interesting evolution or devolution. This article says this, the national reckoning over race ignited by the 2020 murder of George Floyd by police helped to set the stage for Juneteenth to become the first new federal holiday since 1983 when Martin Luther King Day was created. Now, there's a movement to use the holiday as an opportunity, listen, for activism and for involvement and education with community service projects amid and addressing racial disparities, educational programs and panels, topics such as healthcare, inequities, critical race theory, and the need for parks and green spaces. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to have a celebration about a single solitary event, i.e., that it was 2 years before the state of Texas realized that the slaves had been set free. So therefore, if that's the celebration, if that's what Juneteenth is about, if that's all it's about, celebrate in the state of Texas. But don't spread the devolution of morals and ethics and values, and don't further try to divide and to deteriorate and destroy the nation's cohesiveness racially. Let me read this again in this article, and it's talking about the story behind Juneteenth and how it became a federal holiday. The national reckoning over race ignited by the 2020 murder of George. By the way, in the parades that I've seen glimpses of online, the kind of motif for the Juneteenth parade is large signs depicting George Floyd. He is the icon now for Juneteenth. George Floyd wasn't in 1865. George Floyd certainly wasn't a slave that was emancipated by the Emancipation Proclamation by President Lincoln. But yet that is what is being inculcated in. You recall, and I use this as a parallelism, you recall with the first initial pushes, with the sodomite push, homosexual gay activists, as they were called then, not the LGBTQIP, plus, whatever you want to add to that, that they were simply saying that they wanted to be recognized, they wanted to be treated equally with anybody else. They did not want to have advantages, et cetera, et cetera. But now the push is that if you do not adhere to it, if you do not follow it, that somehow, some way, you're doing something that's disloyal, dishonest, and should in some fashion be punished. In fact, we're finding Christian bakers, Christian photographers, Christian wedding planners, a Christian florist, all being prosecuted because of not surrendering their moral, ethical, biblical, Christian values to bake a cake or to do weddings, et cetera, for the sodomite agenda. We're finding today, ladies and gentlemen, a major, major, major push, and the push is going far beyond what most would ever realize. I'm looking at a headline that says, "Conservatives and our queer constitution." The live and let live attitude, hoped for by conservatives of years ago, promised by the revolutionaries, cannot in principle hold at all. Indeed, the move from legal tolerance to public celebration is logical today. And it's a 10-page article talking about the movement with the sodomite agenda and how it has evolved into a forced factor going to force you to submit, force you to celebrate, force you to embrace their lifestyle. And we're watching the same modus operandi taking place today with the Juneteenth celebration and the mindset that it is, okay, it's wonderful, we're all just going to celebrate, but there's the core element of it that is a racial divisive element. That is what, as a Christian, as a conservative, I'm 1,000% against, and I pray that you see what I'm trying to say. If you want to celebrate it, wonderful. If you want to say, God, thank you that we finally, we as descendants and or as what had taken place in Texas, they found out 2 years later. And by the way, whose fault is that? That was the system in that era. Again, there was no telephone, telegraph, or telewoman. There was no online internet, no way to transmit the information. So because it was 2 years delayed does not mean in some way, some fashion, that the Emancipation Proclamation of 1862 was some way invalid because of the delay in getting the news state by state by state across the United States of America. This article, though, let me read that again. The national reckoning over race ignited by the 2020 murder of George Floyd by police helped to set the stage for the, noted now, helped to set the stage for the Juneteenth celebration and it becoming a federal holiday. What does that mean, ladies and gentlemen? It means that they're pushing racial divisiveness. they're using the death of a black man that, by the way, when you study his police record, he was a thug. Not saying that he needed to be killed. That's not the point at all. But the point is, they're using a thug as their icon, as their motif for celebrating the Juneteenth. And ladies and gentlemen, again, may I remind you that it is being promulgated, pushed, orchestrated, and carried out by the same women, the same three, the same ones that started the BLM, the Black Lives Matter. And they are pushing it. In fact, I'm looking at a headline. It says, celebrating black Marxism, Marxist liberation, lesbianism on Monday, Juneteenth. Juneteenth, this dated July the 17th, June the 17th. Juneteenth, a day to recognize black freedom, will be celebrated this year by the two black Marxist lesbians who started the BLM, Black Lives Matter. BLM's dedication to the destruction of the nuclear family is well known, but the militant lesbian orientation of the two founders, now called queerness, is usually not highlighted. The National Center for Lesbian Rights and Rights honored BLM founder Alicia Garcia, Patrice Cullors, and Oprah Tamale. In 2016, Oprah Tamale and Alicia Garcia are identified as queer black women. Garcia is described as by her publisher as a queer social justice Marxist activist. Ladies and gentlemen, what if it is supposed to be about getting the general population to embrace it and to recognize it and to celebrate Juneteenth? Why do you have the black Marxist involved in the promulgation, the pushing, orchestration, and the, if you please, the promulgation of the publicity for it? Why do you use them to do so? Look at history past just recently, where Black Lives Matter burned cities, destroyed police headquarters, shot police officers, and Kamala Harris, the vice president, putting up bond for most of them. I don't believe, in fact, if you know of something that I don't, call me, tell me if you know of one BLM member that burned buildings, shot police officers, that is now in prison, in jail, awaiting to be tried. I don't know of one. That is what we see taking place that's being promulgated now through the operation called the Juneteenth. This article goes further. Garcia described her publisher as a queer social justice activist and Marxist. Further, the article states, even before the advent of BLM, however, homosexuality is being exploited by the communist movement in America. Hear me, there's an admission today that the Black Lives Matter was part and parcel as far as their format, their modus operandi, all was carried out in carrying out what was exploiting the homosexual movement in America. This article says the communists brag about their role in before Stonewall, that is talking about the sodomites, Queer Liberation Communist Party Roots. A writer for the Communist Party declared with justification that the modern movement for queer liberation, a gay liberation, to use the as yet less inclusive terminology in the 60s and 70s, wouldn't exist today without the Communist Party. And ladies and gentlemen, that is the same thing, the Communist Party, that is pushing now, promulgating and pushing the so-called Juneteenth. This article ends with a statement in bold print. Our movement is bigger than Roe. We will not stop until we get everything we came for, end quote. What are they coming for? What are they after? They're after the moral, ethical values in America. They're after the destruction of our Constitution. They're after the annihilation of the Bill of Rights. They're after that which is totally against morals, ethics, and values, and the Bill of Rights that we have with the religious liberty and the freedom of speech. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go over the question or comment, please.
Thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood. God bless you for continuing to speak out, speak up. We were supposed to be moving ahead in civilization, becoming a civilized people, but we have, on the downward, we have taken the grave step to abandon God. We have turned our backs upon Him, and because of that, we are seeing the consequences. of leaving him out of our lives. We couldn't imagine that we could come to what we are in now. And I personally think that we have our freedom. And we say it's at stake and we say it's going, but unless God, it's only what the Almighty God be based on his time, his schedule. If we can get to change to put in somebody, a strong person, Donald Trump has been exhibited a lot of courage and strength. We only God could probably get that kind of courage from, and if we could manage to have a strong person put back to lead this country. Look, we see two evil don't make right. If in days gone by there was a time when, you know, not to if, when there was discrimination against because of color, why do we go ahead now to what you call promote it, and we've gone from one extreme to the other. In other words, what I'm seeing coming now is that if you are white children supposed to feel guilty, and it seems like they're not going to have much opportunity neither. Opportunity is going to be given to the minority side. So to be white now is to be left out and feel to be, oh my God. So as you talk about dividing the culture, oh, that's where we are. And today this Juneteenth, which is brand new to me, but there is money is, although Florida has not recognize it officially yet, but you know, the big celebration, and obviously money is centered on to help these celebration that they have in that, and the bad thing about it is you know, how do you say, celebrate what you're celebrating on the 19th of June, but you can't do, why should you turn a back on Independence Day? In other words, look at what we end up with because of this kind of discrimination and racist behavior. Or we have a vice president. I don't know if we have ever had any from America has ever had any like that before. Because we choose a vice president because she's black and because she's a woman. And oh my God, what a mockery. What an embarrassment. And we have the of course, the puppet, because he's serving the purpose, and we are in big danger unless Americans wake up and realize the danger we are in, that our freedom is gone, our children's future is gone, is being taken away. We have these people in power, and we can't change them. Only God can intervene. If we are going to get another chance, it's based on God's schedule. If he's going to give Americans a little more chance to probably repent and come to their senses, then he will do something special for us on this coming election. Otherwise, we, you know, things are in bad shape. Americans need to wake up.
Lily, you have articulated precisely. Yes. Spot on my thoughts and senses about what is taking place with this Juneteenth. Mm-hmm. And you elaborated mm-hmm. even further that you are mm-hmm. seeing the judgment of God, and the prayer also that we would recognize mm-hmm. that we need to have Donald Trump back in office. And I second that motion. And mm-hmm. it is my prayer that God will intervene and supply his mm-hmm. grace and mercy for us, because mm-hmm. Lily, what we're watching is what Jesus mm-hmm. Christ himself said in Matthew, the 12th chapter, verse 25, that a divided home cannot stand, divided nation stand. And we're watching the fall of America as a result of the picking and choosing of losers mm-hmm. and winners by the federal government. Yes. And what we're watching is the Biden administration and the divisive approach. It's divide and conquer, divide and conquer, divide and conquer. And I want our listeners to understand, I'm adamantly mm-hmm. opposed to dividing society mm-hmm. along ethnic mm-hmm. lines. God never intended it. God does not see color. He sees the heart. In fact, mm-hmm. we need to understand that we're watching the disintegration of our great nation every time we see a politician allow and to put into effect another part of the chess plan that is devised by the Marxists to destroy our nation. Lily, thank you so much for your articulation.
One last point, Doctor. The black people, they need to realize that they are just being used to get to, as you say, divide and conquer. Racism is one of the most important that they can use to divide the nation, divide and set the people fighting over race. And that's exactly what's happening. And the black people need to wake up and realize that they are just being used as to achieve the end, to demolish this country and to destroy our freedom. Thank you very much, Dr.
I second the motion. Thank you, Lily, for your call. Yeah. God bless you and have a blessed day. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline. Let me remind you, by the way, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today. Should America celebrate two Independence Days? Two Independence Days. We're talking about July the 4th that we've celebrated year after year after year after year. The talking about July the 4th when we had our Declaration of Independence and that we were separated from England and we became a new nation. That is the real Independence Day. But there's a push behind the scenes to eradicate that or to let that be merged into the Juneteenth and Juneteenth become the surviving Independence Day. Now, if the state of Texas wants to have Juneteenth Day, that's wonderful. But I don't think it should be pushed and promulgated across the nation. Secondly, I don't believe that it ought to be a recognized holiday by the federal government where you're going to have Black Lives Matter involved in forcing it upon Americans to celebrate, to embrace, and to celebrate the divisiveness of America based on ethnic lines. I'm going to read one other headline and a couple of words, and then we'll take our next caller. This article says, as the nation celebrates, Juneteenth is still not recognized in Florida. The red, white, and blue Juneteenth flag, listen, the red, white, and blue Juneteenth flag symbolizes that from the Middle Passage to George Floyd, our blood has been spilled across America, according to Steve Williams, president of the National Juneteenth Observance Foundation. They're claiming that George Floyd being the mantra, the motif that's being used, they're using it, ladies and gentlemen, as a cudgel to force Americans to celebrate, to bow, and submit to the new holiday called Juneteenth. And hear me well. Hear me well. It will not end with just having it as an annual celebration. It will not end there. It will be used as a cudgel in Congress. It will be used as a cudgel in the Houses of Representatives across America to force more and more legislation that will be a greater and greater divisive factor along ethnic lines in the United States of America. It's on the fast track and being carried out by the Marxist movement in our nation. I believe we have a caller on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, it's John. How are you doing today?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
I am. I just was thinking of something. Okay, if we put our hope in a person, like hoping that President Trump comes back, why was he taken out? I believe that every leader in the whole world was put there by God for his purpose. Mm-hmm. Now, they decide whether they're going to be a good leader or a bad leader. So we had Donald Trump. We had all the things that were going great for the country. But I think it's more than just a leader that we need to put our hope in. Because we had our hope in a leader, so why would not God continue to bless us with him and the things that he did and the people that were in his administration, all the stuff that we'd love me to personally witnessing. But there's got to be something way more to it than just a person and him knowing what to do and doing the right thing. This is a spiritual battle that's going on.
Absolutely.
And there's a reason why he's not in office at this very moment. And that there's a reason why we're going through what we're going through. And it doesn't have anything to do with flesh and blood people. It has to do with the spirit that has taken them. And the evil that's running rampant all over the world is a satanic thing. And so I don't think we should continue placing, because I would love to have him back and love that he hadn't been taken out of office. But it's just, I think it's more to God's testing us, saying, wait a second, yes, he's there, yes, he was there, and now we're more aware of all the evil that's going on because he was the president, But yes, let's not put our hope in him. Let's put in a man. Let's put our hope and get it back to where it should be. Maybe there'll be a reprieve. Maybe there won't, because everything is in Daniel and Ezekiel and in Revelations. It's all coming to pass. We should all actually be excited about it, because Jesus could come any second because of all we're witnessing right now.
John, hold your ministry. Hold your thought for just a moment before you go. Let me add a parenthetical footnote to what you said. I'm in full agreement. Let me just give you the Youngblood paraphrased Clef Notes edition of what you just said. In 2016, I believe God gave us a divine intervention in the political movement in America and placed Donald J. Trump in office as our president. I believe God did that as a divine intervention to give us the reprieve, the opportunity to see what we would do with it. We fumbled the ball, if you want to use a sports term. We fumbled the ball. We disavowed what God wanted to do. We disallowed God's movement in our nation. And we, as a people, by a fraudulent vote, put Joe Biden in office. And we're watching now the implosion with God's hand of judgment upon a nation that said no to Jesus Christ, said no to his divine intervention. So it's my prayer that we recognize we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wickedness in high places. And it's a demonic delusion that is encapsulating the whole world. And this is the reason, just as you said, John, I believe that as Christians, we need to recognize that we need to look up. Our redemption draweth near. Luke 21:28 tells us that we're on the very verge of seeing the rapture of the church, the 7 years of tribulation, and then the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to be placing our faith and trust and confidence in the Lordship of Jesus Christ and not in man. But put that thought on hold for a minute. God has designed civil government as his servants. And so civil government is a servant of God. And as Christians, we need to recognize that we need to be salt and light, part and parcel, being involved in that civil government process that God has ordained for America. And so you're exactly right. And I believe that it's time Christians stop sitting down and submitting to every ungodly ordination ordinance and rule that is being put upon us, and recognizing that it is eating away at the Bill of Rights and our Constitution and the freedom that God gave us codified in the Constitution. Thank you
Do I have one more question?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Have you heard about there was a certain state, California, where they utilized churches as far as harvesting ballots? And made it a safe place to take up the ballots and stuff like that. And they actually had turned around elections. Have you heard about that?
Yes, I'm familiar with that. In fact, they are using NGOs, nonprofit organizations, better known as churches and religious organizations, to carry out a lot that's being done today with the illegal border crossing, carrying out a lot that's being done today with the funds going into the NGOs to pay for the housing, the food, clothing, shelter, the telephones, and the EBT cards for the illegals coming in that will absolutely destroy, already destroying, the sovereignty of the United States of America. And so it's sad when we see that happening, where religious organizations, major denominations, are willing to take the money and not care anything about the future of our great nation. John, thank you so much for your call. God bless you. Keep looking up.
God bless you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking a very serious question. We've got about 40 seconds on the broadcast. Still have time for one very quick little point if you'd like to call in, 904-831-0917. But may I say this, ladies and gentlemen, as we understand what is taking place, history is going to record for the future of America. History will record that this president has done more to undermine, tear down, and destroy the ethics, the values, and the morals of any other president in the nation. He's done more. Joe Biden's done more to destroy the race relations in America of any other president. And ladies and gentlemen, we need to think about this. Let Texas have Juneteenth if they want to do so. But let us, as Florida, stand to be free. Let the state of Florida continue to be against the CRT. Let the state of Florida continue to say no to the LGBTQ in the classrooms. Let the state of Florida continue to say no to transgenderism for our kids. Let the state of Florida continue to say no to Disney's sexualization of our kids and say no to Juneteenth. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3.